This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
I have a confession to make. I support the Parkland students. I support their call for gun control. Do I support their call for gun control because I think they're going to achieve any significant gun control measures? No. I support them because this issue is perhaps the only thing that can energize conservatives and get them out to vote in the midterms. Look what's happened in the polls since the left began this gun control crusade. Republicans were 15 points behind in the race for the House. Now that's narrowed to 5 points, almost within the margin of error. Most conservatives were calling the House a write-off, but now it's game on again. Why? Because gun control is a losing issue for Democrats. It always has been. After Bill Clinton passed an assault weapons ban, he lost 54 seats in the House. The Democrats have made the midterm elections a referendum on Trump. Now Trump needs to make the midterm elections a referendum on constitutional rights. This is how he energizes the base. This is how he turns out voters. The entire March for Our Lives campaign has been one huge own goal. The left just couldn't contain their arrogance. First it was banning bump stocks and restricting AR-15 sales. Now it's ban all guns, take them from your cold, dead hands, and repeal the Second Amendment.
When they give us that inch, that bump stock ban, we will take a mile.
Because only Trump's Nazi regime and racist police officers should be allowed to have weapons, right? Oh yeah, and the security at gun control rallies. But seriously, they've made a huge political error. Notice how some Democrats responded to that New York Times op-ed. Think Progress, Washington Post, they're all panicking. They realize that this gun control purge has woken up Republicans from their slumber. Listen to what the Washington Post's Aaron Blake said. The move might as well be considered an in-kind contribution to the National Rifle Association, to Republicans' efforts to keep the House and Senate in 2018, and to President Trump's 2020 re-election bid. Shh, don't tell them what we actually plan to do, idiots. You might rile them up and give them a reason to vote against us.
You have over 100 million semi-automatic weapons in the United States right now. What do you do with those? Do you, go
what?
To people's
you
homes
give
and take
them?
That's
to
a
the
real
military.
Question.
See, that's exactly what I mean. How insane do you need to be to think you can disarm 70 million American gun owners of 300 million guns with no consequences whatsoever? The left is actually that crazy. And the fact they've let slip this agenda is blowing up in their faces. The March for Our Lives was just a huge recruitment drive for Democrats. Less than 10% of the attendees were children. You really think those who organized the protest, the big Soros groups, the big Democratic organizations, really care about ending gun violence? No. They care about power. But they've made a huge tactical mistake. Gun control is as toxic an issue to the Democratic Party as Hillary Clinton was. So let them keep talking about it. Amplify their voices. Don't interrupt the enemy when they're making a mistake. Look what's happened already. Gun sales are surging again. The midterm polls are tightening. Even in CNN's poll, Trump's approval rating is climbing. NRA donations more than tripled in February. This is backfiring on the left massively. And to conservatives, don't argue with teenagers. The optics of arguing with children are terrible. Let them talk. Let them continue to piss off gun owners. Gun owners who will then be more determined than ever to vote against Democrats in November.
If you criticize some of what they're saying, then all of a sudden you're the bad guy. But you
are the bad guy.
No.
Yes,
I don't,
you are.
I agree with Don Lemon. Don't criticize the Parkland students. Encourage them. Because in their rush to exploit tragedy and use children as political props, the left has made a huge miscalculation. One that could actually give conservatives a chance this November of snatching victory from the jaws of defeat.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Saturday at a rally in Florida, Trump was asking supporters to raise their hands, vowing to vote for him in the March 15th primary. But that led to headlines like these, where some compared that moment to something that might have happened at a rally in Nazi Germany.
We all look at Adolf Hitler in 1940. We should look at Adolf Hitler in 1929. He was a kind of a funny kind of character that said the things that people were thinking. Where Donald Trump takes it, I have absolutely no idea. But Donald Trump is a dangerous man with the things that he has been saying.
So I had one of Hitler's speeches translated into English, and I think this tells us a lot about where Donald Trump is getting his ideas. Look at this Hitler speech, and we've translated it for you. Thank you. Thank you. We're going to make Germany great again. That I can tell you. Believe me.
So when people ask why you support Donald Trump, you just tell them.
He's going to take our economy from here to here.
My understanding is you want to clear the air because you think you're being unfavorably compared to Donald Trump.
Don't get me wrong, Conan. I agree with a lot he says. A lot. Like 90% of what he says. I'm like, this guy gets it. But it's just, I don't like the way he says it. It's just, it's crass.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. Trump is very, very crass. Yeah.
So, Sarah Silverman, can dress up in a Hitler outfit. And then connect it to Trump. And you know what? I say she has that right to absolutely do that 100% under the First Amendment, under satire. She can do it. He's a public figure. But I have ordered a Hitler uniform. It's coming. It should be here next week. And I guarantee you, when I put that thing on and I get in here and I interview one of the other crew members, say Owen Schroyer, David Knight, and I endorse Hillary, and I endorse Obama, and then I endorse their policies that are very Hitlerian, like censorship and invading countries and war and using racial-based politics to control people, I guarantee you that there'll be thousands of news articles that I am the devil and that it needs to be censored. You know why I know? Darren McBreen put together a video on Friday, that was a minute and a half long of David Hogg wearing an armband and giving salutes. And he doesn't just put the fist up. He turns militarily the way Hitler would. He's obviously being choreographed. He's being coached. I'm not saying they're crisis actors. I'm saying they're spokespersons. The Democratic Party and George Soros, he funds it. Private jets, buses, everything. And when we point that out, they spin it. Vice has put out a big report editing my video to make it sound like I'm saying nobody died and that Hogg is a crisis actor. They're still doing it to misrepresent what I've said. No, I'm saying out of 3,000 students, they picked four, rolled them out, deployed them. And that's admitted. BuzzFeed's written about it. It's a fact. They brag about it. The New York Times brags. But if you look at how Hogg turns and then thrust his arm up, that's how it's done militarily, as a salute, as a fascist salute. He clicks his heels, ladies and gentlemen, which takes it from fascista with Mussolini to the Germans added the heel clicking. And then it becomes Austrian-Hungarian Empire salute merged with the Roman salute. I remember one time we were in art class, and they took us to the museum. And I remember the students going, we didn't know there were Nazis in Rome because there was a famous painting of Roman generals hailing a Roman emperor. And that's the salute. I won't even do it because the media will grab it and say I did it. But, you know, what Hitler did. Outstretch the whole deal. You click your heels, though, baby. It's a Nazi salute. And now I'm starting to think they baited us, putting him in the armband and having him do all that. So they go, look, the survivors, the children, they're comparing it to Nazis. Well, man, you're wearing armbands and clicking your heels, bro. And saying, they're shaking in their boots. We're going to get them. And now we've got all these videos of Hogg cussing and screaming, and we're going to effing shut these people up, and we're going to take them out. Believe me, bro, I know. CNN and your name came within inches of knocking our YouTube channel off. It's reached billions of people. So people make the comparisons to Nazi youth. Many have made that. Gun control, youth movements. The left's more akin to Mao and his youth movements, but he also took the guns. We cover all of that, and they turn it around and say, you're hateful, you need to be banned. And the video that McBreen put out disappeared off of our YouTube site Saturday. They didn't give us a strike. It just disappeared. And then everywhere else it was, it disappeared. And then we tried to re-upload it, and it won't let us re-upload it. And everyone else is now reporting, just like the purge of guns 2 weeks ago on YouTube and the purges before that. They never announce them until we point them out, until Drudge points it out. Then they admit they're purging. Everyone, memes, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, anyone comparing. Hogg and the youth movements parallel to Nazi Germany, which are very strong parallels, is being banned or blocked. And then there's all these news articles attacking me saying, why is Jones still even online? Ban him for calling David Hogg a Nazi. Well, even if I did call him a Nazi, he's a public figure and I can make those parallels. And then if he wanted to try to take me to court and win a lawsuit, which he wouldn't, then maybe YouTube could take down a video. But no, the argument from the left is ban anyone that says the left is racist or the left is connected to Hitler. And then we show you the art and the memes that we didn't even create that compare him to a brown shirt. And then they have the Daily Mail say, look what Jones made. So they also journalistically misrepresent what we've covered and what we've done and what we're showing you. You know, when CNN shows Hogg compared to Hitler and shows somebody else's work, was CNN saying Hogg was Hitler? These are the semantical games they play, and they have total disdain for you. Look, it's people's right. David Hogg's a public figure trying to take an American basic right. And they go, well, he's a survivor. You know, I think the shooting happened. I think he was there. But we can play the video where he says he was at home and rode his bike there. Then he said he was always there during the shooting. Then he's in there doing interviews while the shooting's going on, supposedly. And all I'm saying is, if somebody says something, and then they say something completely different, I have a right, whether they're a public figure or not, and he is a public figure, to then say, that's a little interesting. I question that. I think that's interesting. And look, people are making these memes. I knew something was off about that kid. Made 3 days ago. But there's just thousands of these. And they're saying, you can't do that. Meanwhile, Hillary, moderator at Rutgers, invokes Nazism and Trump. And then Hillary talks about how scared she is. That's coming up. So, again, they say the OK sign is Nazi. They say just having short hair is evil if you're a white guy. Everything's Nazi. Everyone's a Nazi. Hitler's, you know, taking over. Trump's Hitler. I'm Hitler. But then they've got their public figure out there actually clicking his heel and doing fascist salutes. We're like, man, this is creepy. They're like, you can't say that!
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stuck in an expensive timeshare contract and feel like there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group. I've helped thousands of people get rid of their timeshares.
I didn't realize what I was getting into. The whole thing was just a scam. I finally found information on Chuck, and he agreed to meet us. It was just a wonderful experience because he knows that business inside out, and he actually wanted to solve our problem.
I fought the largest timeshare company in federal court, and yes, I won. Whether you owe $10,000 to $250,000 on your timeshare, we can help cancel your mortgage. When you're approved as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off of your back permanently. And we proudly hold an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Call Wesley Financial Group now for your free consultation at 800-959-3388. That's 800-959-3388. 800-959-3388.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, I tell you, it's hard to do the show right now. I walked out there during the break, and one of the crew members, a good friend of mine that I've known for like 9 years, looked like, well, he looked super alive. He looked upset. And I was like, what's going on? And he told me his brother is a friend of mine. Their baby 2 weeks early died with the umbilical cord wrapped around its neck. He said the saddest part was seeing his brother's wife hold the baby this morning. And I said, you need to get back down to New Braunfels. You need to get out of here. You need to go. But it just hit me how precious life is and how precious my little 11-month-old daughter is, how sweet she is, what an angel. And then what abortion does. And then how they sell the body parts. And how, on one hand, we know how precious children are. And if a man shoots a woman who's 6 months pregnant, you know, he gets a double homicide count against him. But when the government does it, it's okay. And I'm not here judging people who've had abortions. That's how they get you in the trap. Is, you know, you've had abortions, you've been involved in abortions. I have. The media then goes, Jones is a hypocrite. He admits he's been involved in abortions and he's against them. Yeah, it's called the space-time continuum. It's called, when I was a teenager, I did bad things and I pledged to never do it again, and I haven't. And I got 4 children. And I thank my lucky stars every time they're healthy and they're born. And then I have nightmares about it. I have serious guilt. Anytime I think about the globalists killing me or something bad happening, I just think about the children, and I have no fear, just zero. When I think about what I've done. I mean, if someday I'm in some globalist prison and they're torturing me, I deserve it because of what I did to my children. I'm a murderer. I've paid money. I've killed 10 of my children that I know of. Murdered them. The difference is I'm sorry and I know I'm wrong and I repent. And I was young and stupid. And I believed the propaganda. And most of the girls wanted to have the abortions, but a couple of them didn't. And I think about those magic children I'd have today. But you know what? I wouldn't have the children I have today if I'd been had children back then. It's all part of life. So I don't judge you. God judges you. And it's the heart that matters. But you think about these Satanists and these globalists. They love it. They love it. When I first went out and covered and then ended up being part of anti-abortion demonstrations in Austin back in the mid-90s, I remember how scared the women were going in those places, of not of us, 100 yards away, but what they were about to do. And once they get them in there, they pressure them to do it. And those women don't even know they can be paid between $50,000 and $300,000 to have the baby through an adoption agency, and then they'll get the person a job afterwards. And there's more people wanting to adopt every year than there are even abortions. People don't know that. There's a whole market. But the globalists want those kids dead. And the left always says, nobody wants black babies. And then the left fights to make sure whites can't adopt blacks so they can kill them. And that's what Margaret Sanger did. It's what the left is. The left is the real KKK. I don't just say that. The Democratic Party is the most upset it is right now. The Democratic Party today is the most upset it's been about the resurgence and free market and nationalism. They're the most upset they've been since the end of the Civil War when slavery got abolished. Think about that. I mean, that's not a statement or a bumper sticker. That's who these crazy people are. And we go out to these abortion clinics, and the pro-abortion people would show up, and they always had satanic tattoos on. They always were, like, drugged out, looked like their soul was sucked. They could be black, they could be white, but their skin looks kind of green. You've seen the videos, and they just go, and they're not even trying to act like they're possessed to freak us out. They are just whacked out of their minds, and they always go, we love murdering children, and we love it. We're going to keep killing them, and we love Satan, and I love killing my own babies, and I've killed a lot of them. And you'll see, like, you know, the little wannabe vampire pib guy, you know, sitting there going, yeah, I paid for hundreds of abortions. I love it. It's my religion. And that is who they are. And they're there with black tarps coming and trying to block our signs, and it's like, not an art project for them. You couldn't try to look that evil and soul sucked. It's real. Because even the tar paper's all wrinkled and they're kind of hockey. They can hardly lift their arms up to do it. And they love how they're desiccated and soul sucked. It's like, oh, we love how ugly we are and how much we smell and how we hate our children. We want to murder children. And this is on video. And you're like, oh, my God, this is real. These people really don't have an operating system that's in this universe with God. They are jacked into, like Avatar, by Slimer on PCP. And it's just amazing to see that. And it's amazing to understand that. The name of the video is Communist Attack Alex Jones at Anti-abortion protest. That's the name of the video. And it's just incredible to see what these people are like. And then to know they're the people running YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. We have the behind-the-scenes videos. They're the ones. They hate Christians. They hate God. They hate free market. They hate success. And you're like, but you're working in the power structure. And they just giggle at you because they're just completely twisted. I got to take this phone call. Yeah, roll some of this video. Roll some of this video. Go ahead and roll some of the Satanist showing
up. In today's world, abortion supporters routinely attend pro-life rallies and attempt to bully activists. If you have a problem and need a smelly group of commie devil worshipers, maybe you can call the A-Team.
I kill my kids.
White trans racist male that doesn't stand for women's rights.
Hey, we saw your Facebook with your communist hammer and sickle. That's pretty cool, man. Is that you on the Facebook? Is there a Facebook page of you with a hammer and sickle?
I don't think so.
I don't hurt children. I love Satan.
How do you get your abortion space?
I pay for them.
I thought
good.
You said
I mean,
three.
Pay for
it. Upwards of 50.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You, you piece of
bunch of misogynist mother. Take your male privilege somewhere else.
How about you being aggressive?
I'm being aggressive.
One, nine, get it up! Wow! Watch out!
These sex and guys that attack Alex Jones.
Over. over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this, this is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Soylent Green, ladies and gentlemen, is made out of people.
But now children are literally being passed through the furnace in order to fuel hospitals in the UK. They're being sacrificed on the altar of efficiency and prosperity.
The powdered flesh from dead babies. Some people believe they can cure disease.
Because of its enormous popularity, Soylent Green is in short supply. Remember, Tuesday is Soylent Green Day.
The supply of Soylent Green has been exhausted. You must evacuate the area.
The federal court ruled that the shareholders of PepsiCo, Big Bilderberg Group Company, are not allowed to know what they're using the baby parts for in the flavoring, but we already know. So enjoy the flavor.
We're going to get the real solution, which is going to be a combination of death penalties and sales taxes.
I'm consistently pro-death. I'm for assisted suicide. I'm for regular suicide. I'm for whatever gets the freeway moving.
Is spending $1 million on that last 3 months of life for that patient, would it be better not to lay off those 10 teachers and to make that trade-off in medical costs? But that's called the death panel, and you're not supposed to have that discussion.
They told me to say that they were sorry, but that you had become unreliable.
Is this the kind of society that you want to live in? Any kind of society that would do this to its children will do it to its senior citizens. It will do it to its dissidents. That kind of society will also eventually turn on its police, on its army, on its prison guards, on the Quislings and the collaborators who make that possible. This is nothing but a suicide cult.
The scoops are on their way. The scoops are on their way. I repeat, the scoops are on their way.
You will find out why Soylent Green means life. You will find out why Soylent Green means death.
We've got to stop them.
It is the secret of Soylent Green.
Soylent Green is people.
They'll be breeding us like cattle for food. You gotta tell them.
Winding your way down on Baker Street, lighting your head and dead.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. If you just watched or listened to that piece we put together like 4 years ago, that is real-world hospitals being heated with baby parts, fetuses being used for the production of vaccines, cosmetics, flavor testing for Pepsi, mixed with the 1970s sci-fi film Soylent Green. So you see how we're here. We don't have to be here. It's not a dystopia. They're making it a dystopia. And it's very, very critical that we've become conscious of this. You know, I started the broadcast out with all the huge news we've got with the fact that we now know, because now the public's paying attention to what the big tech companies have been doing, that they are the royalty, they are the new aristocracy, and that they are completely above the law. Judicial Watch just got more documents where they are kept in private, gilded, government-paid-for facilities. And then it expanded under Obama with the government jets and everything else, and that the tech companies have been merged with the Democratic Party as a breakaway civilization. And that's now, you know, Fox News reporting on that, calling it that. A new government, a new civilization, a whole another technological, separate, gilded group. And, you know, they got this Netflix show about the Maharaji, you know, out in Oregon and all the rest of it, and all the nightmare sex cult stuff, and it's tied into Arianna Huffington and the rest of it. That's nothing compared to Google. The Google execs come into rooms of the other executives in an amphitheater, and then everyone has to chant, "You are a golden dragon. You are an ornate building." You go, "Well, that's silly." No, that's not silly. That's a Jim Jones Kool-Aid drinking drill. You know, they did Kool-Aid drinking drills 3 times a day. They did it thousands of times. And finally, when it was the real Kool-Aid with the cyanide, bye-bye, everybody gulped it down. And that's what the left's doing with all of this is, Trudeau saying we're going to take the word fatherland or motherland out of the national anthem, and now we're not going to have mother on forms. It's hurtful. Say that again. Imagine a science fiction movie in the 50s where, in the future, the word mother is illegal. Remember I used to tell you that one day it'll be a conspiracy theory that women ever had uteruses or had babies, or that breasts were mammary glands and produced milk? That's the asexual world that the UN envisioned before it was even founded. That's in Brave New World Revisited, the nonfiction book, 1961. I keep going back to that because you can go read the brother of the head of the World Eugenics Society saying, my brother taught me all this. This is their plan. They're going to end the family one day. Their goal is to basically have the family broken up by the year 2000. Well, they're behind, but boy, they're trying to catch up. You understand? This is real, folks. And they attack it from saying, get rid of the family at one level, or bring in 10 million Muslims and let them date your 9-year-old daughter and have the Swedish government put out a manual on adult men with minor daughters. Yeah, in fact, the government of Alberta has now banned the words mother and father in schools. You don't use it. And you're like, wow. That's next level. It has nothing to do with a man that wants to take hormones and wants to be a woman. There are people inclined that way. I'm a libertarian. That's your issue. Once you can't criticize that or even use the word, I mean, Twitter calls us, Facebook calls us, and they say, we don't care. You're not allowed to use the word tranny. We don't care if you're not even attacking those people. We've got the recordings back there. We recorded them. And I'm sitting there in these phone calls, and Rob Dews in these phone calls, our news director, going, that is a term created by that community, and it's free speech anyways, and Facebook said in 2017, and Twitter, they had a meeting and decided they were banning it. You understand, that's these tech giants. They sit around and they go, well, we're going to have a big contest in 2019. We're going to have a big global vote, and see, that way, if the people vote that they want words banned, then we'll do it. No, no. It is dangerous speech that is the protected speech. It is political speech that is the most protected. But they're going to have a vote, Google and Facebook and Twitter next year, they've announced it, on banning the words he and she. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Cue up the music for Twilight Zone. And people, well, that's a bunch of crazy liberals on them universities. They're not, that's where they're getting the brainwashed core to go out and man all this. But it's already coming out with AI algorithms, all the other systems. They're getting rid of everything. And if they can ban mama or dada or he or she, they can ban it all. Next stop. The New World Order Zone. This isn't fiction. It's a real place. You're living in it right now. Breakaway civilization has siphoned off human ingenuity and technology to build separate reservations for the elite who believe they're about to merge with machines and live forever. Next stop is the info war. Next stop is, do you care? Because you're being told what's going on. You see it now. And that's why they have to destroy me, and why they're throwing everything evil they've got at us right now to censor us and take us down and block us and you name it, is because they're making their big move. This is it. Now, we come back. We've got a lot of incredible news that we need to get to. Trump saying pull out of Syria. That is in countermanding with deep state. This is huge, really good news. Stay with us.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite 7 Herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I want to get into the really good Syria news and why it's so seismic in a moment. But first, just getting back to what I covered at the beginning of the broadcast. Sarah Silverman, Charlie Chaplin in the old days, John Cleese, Monty Python, they all dressed up like Hitler and made fun of Nazis. Nobody said, hey, you shouldn't be able to do that. And the Democrats compare anybody who isn't a total globalist leftist to Nazis and say you're racist. And then if we make real parallels to the Youth March and George Soros, a real Nazi collaborator who's the main funder of it, I mean, that's a direct line. And then David Hogg's clicking his heels and turning and doing fascist-style salutes. Heel clicking? So, it's getting more and more bizarre. And then they're banning videos or articles off Facebook, Twitter, YouTube that show that and won't even let you upload the original videos. It's mind-blowing that we're seeing these parallels, and they're saying we can't do that. And then Hillary gets up on the stage and says, Trump is attacking the press. Or the press is under attack. No, they attack Trump. He speaks back. That's not attacking the press. The mainstream press is trying to get rid of free speech, trying to shut down anybody that's in competition with them because they can't handle the truth. The lie has to suppress the truth historically. That's Hitlerian to the maximum. Taking the guns is what the authoritarians did. It's what they do. It's how our country got founded, was the Redcoats coming to take the guns. But now, oh, you get some young adult survivors or something who come out and want everybody's rights. And so, oh, you can't talk back to them. You have to let them do whatever they want. You have to give up your right to them. You have to give up your free speech. Think about that. That is so dangerous. That is happening. And the left and the media just wants to sneak this in, kind of slide it under where nobody kind of notices this big, massive thing they're doing. And they've chosen InfoWars as the poster child to misrepresent what we are, to then sell the idea of banning people from the internet or banning people's speech. But notice Laura Ingraham. Laura Ingraham, very smart, intellectual, good lady. She rightfully goes, oh, look at Hogg, you know, whining that he can't get into four colleges. Which, that's a pretty weird thing to talk about. Oh, I can't get any colleges. Well, your grades must not be good enough. So is he like saying that? So they maybe Harvard should give you an honorary degree then. She apologizes for that. And, of course, loses more sponsors. Love to know what idiot publicist is advising her. And Hogg goes, I do not accept your apology. Ladies and gentlemen, we put up a video over the weekend of him cussing and yelling and saying he hates adults, and he's just like a super horrible thug-like brat is how he behaves. And there's new video that Vice put out of him, very proud. But if we play it and say, man, this is really thug-like, it'll be banned because he is the new royalty. He has free speech. He can call me a piece of SH, you know what. He can call me a con man. He can call me a piece of crap. He called me a whole bunch of names. But I'm not allowed to say, wow, you just clipped your heels, dude, in front of a giant crowd of people. They're shaking. We're coming to get them. Give us an inch. We'll take it a mile. On and on and on. And then we've got these profanity-laced videos coming out in the next hour, new ones, where Hogg just goes off for like 30 minutes, like, well, these scum out there saying I'm a crisis actor, we need to shut them up. See how that works? Remember when he was on with the head of Axios on C-SPAN on Monday? The Axios guy goes, there's people like InfoWars and Alex Jones that are saying nobody died and you're a crisis actor. See, because Axios knows I can sue them for that. So they slip it in there, a little bit slicker. Because, see, with Axios and Gruber and all these guys, it's how to con people. How do we get up here and lie and get something over on somebody yet again? So it's the craziest thing. You got an 18-year-old young man and a bunch of other people funded by Soros, a real Nazi collaborator on record, trying to take our Second Amendment the country got started over. And we're not even able to supposedly criticize him. That means the censorship is already here, folks. And it's getting more intense by the day. And then we're all supposed to conform, I guess. Because then we won't have access to the internet. We won't have access to our friends. We won't have, that's how they get you addicted and then locked in to their internet ghetto that Matt Drudge warned of 2 years ago in this studio. Right over there. Such a rare interview. I think I'm going to put a plaque on the wall, actually, over there. I'm sure. That's crazy. I almost had a heart attack when he just walks in. I'm like, Matt Drudge. Like, he only does like in one interview every couple of years. Like, oh, I just won the golden ticket at Charlie Chocolate Factory. Anyways, the truth is, I'm a libertarian. Anybody that really listens knows what we stand for. They know it makes perfect sense. And that's why they want us banned, because they can't deal with it. And they want to shut you up. I would love to see her go. David Hogg says Laura Ingraham should be booted from Fox News if changes are not made. Wow. David Hogg says get her off the air. Just take the rights. Just like David Hogg's got CNN. trying to take me off the air. And so my son this morning, he's off for Easter. He said, I want to come into work. I want to challenge Hogg. My son's in the Daily Mail, you name it. Video's gone viral of him challenging Hogg to a debate. Almost no direction. I wasn't even there when my son shot that. It's gold. Better than I do. Oh, and by the way, some of the leftists are online saying, he's a child. His father's using him. Get him off. Oh, I see George Soros can get people that are 17 years old, 18, and have them go do what he wants. But my real son, who wants to be on air, he doesn't get to have his free speech. Oh, I see. Isn't it terrible how Alex Jones uses his son to go out and interview people on the street and to then challenge Hogg? Why, he's a conservative. He's a Christian. Rex is a libertarian. He doesn't have a right. Why, don't compare the left to Hitler. We only compare everybody to Hitler for no reason with no evidence. When we're in fascist uniforms with armbands, clicking our heels and turning in military leadership, it's okay. Don't compare it. Because I'm the new public figure. I'm the new liberal messiah, David Hogg, and I have free speech, but nobody else does. And if I want to wear skinny black ties and white shirts with dark armbands, and click my heels, and get funded by George Soros, a literal Nazi, then it's okay. Because I am the great and powerful Oz. I am the great and powerful, incredible, His Majesty, David Hogg. That's where we are in 2018, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I haven't gotten to the good news yet, and I will get to all. It's incredible what Syria means, why it's so critical. Hillary, and they're like, I never thought there'd be a Holocaust for Jews in America, but now with Trump, it's like, oh my God, exactly. His son-in-law's an Orthodox Jew, and he's recognizing Israel, and as an Israel firster, oh my God, the Nazis are everywhere. Meanwhile, they dress up like Nazis and have them go support Trump. Democrats get caught doing that. All that's okay. But boy, don't you compare George Soros' little piglet. Don't you talk about that public figure that's shaking in their boots. They're afraid to debate me. They said that on another show. They're like, by the way, they're afraid to debate me. They can dish it out, but they can't take it. They're all shaking in their boots. Can't believe they're shaking in their boots. Let me click my heels for you. And then, if we talk about that and say, well, that's a little creepy. Oh, no, we're going to have to ban you off Twitter, Facebook, or wherever, because you don't criticize David, the savior of the liberals, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in a hug. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. Didn't even plug this hour. 50% off the Real Red Pill and Brain Force Plus right now. And Bodies, the ultimate turmeric formula, is back in stock for a limited time. Fund us. Soros hates it.
Guys, are you tired of being tired? Frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds. And more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest. I tried a different product, and I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all-natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.